So let it be written. So let it be done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let It Be Written.
Let it be done.
Yes, round five. The episode right before our, or I guess right after our 1 week breather. I'm joined with Reed.
Yeah.
And Michelle.
Hello.
This last round. Okay, so Sasia dropped. She couldn't submit. So no one's getting eliminated this week again. Yay for the contestants. So which is why I guess I wasn't really stressing too much about it. But it's good that we're finally getting this episode out. People were like emailing me and saying how bad of a producer I was, which hurts my feelings. So, good thing we're recording now. This last week they had to do bad fanfics type things. I'm really excited for this. Actually, I already read them all. We're gonna see some My Little Pony. We're gonna see some Twilight. It's gonna be awesome.
I'm going to see a lot of My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to start? Dylan is up first. Let's listen to Dylan.
Author's note. It's here! The first part of my epic story. I know some of you guys might not like the pairings in this, but too bad! Write your own damn story if you don't like it, XDXD. If you have any negative comments, please keep them to yourself. I don't want to hear! How Rochelle got her new last name. It had been a long night at the Let It Be Written house. Tregatree said Dylan was pandering, but the audience knew he would never include stuff in a story or script just for brownie points. Blackjack was trying to keep it together after his girlfriend Phoebe broke up with him to focus on her music career. Rochelle was busy making macaroni and cheese when the doorbell rang. Tregatree ran to answer it. Is your mother home? Tregatree looked confused at this handsome Italian man. My mom? The Italian looked past her towards the kitchen. Rochelle was scarfing down mac and cheese. She had orange cheese all over her mouth. How you doing? He said to Rochelle. Rochelle giggled, but started coughing. A piece of macaroni flew out of her mouth and landed on the back of Tregatree's head. Joey! Rochelle said and jogged over to the man. She jumped into his arms and he caught her. Well, he didn't really catch her, but he, like, put his arms around her and then picked her up like he was gonna carry her over the threshold on their wedding night and have sex. That's my girl, Joey said with a goofy smile on his face. Rochelle, can we, like, finish judging the episode? Blackjack said. He was bitter and hated love. Seeing this big lug of a man carrying Rochelle around made him sick. Oh, I forgot to mention that also, when Phoebe broke up with Blackjack, she also slapped him in the face. She was dramatic, kinda. Yeah, but Barbie... Rochelle liked to talk in internet language, even though she was in person. So, like, whenever she laughed, she didn't actually laugh. She just said, lol. Sometimes she would say, LMAO, if something was really funny. Joey was wearing Rochelle's favorite cologne, Usher for Men. She didn't like it so much for the smell, but she really liked Usher. Joey gave her that knowing smile, and even though he had lettuce in his teeth from a sandwich he ate before he got there, Rochelle didn't care. Blackjack and Tregatree just sighed and looked at each other as Joey carried Rochelle off to the bedroom. They figured they'd go on without her.
We should probably give a reason why Rochelle isn't here, Blackjack said.
He was the nice one.
Let's say she has diarrhea, Tregatree said.
She was not the nice one.
I'm gonna add Joey Tribbiani to the actors available list, Blackjack said.
They were just about to start recording again when Nani burst into the house.
I need someone to talk to!
Tregatree sighed.
We are kind of recording the show right now.
Nani looked at Tregatree blankly. She didn't really understand English very well. Tregatree talked more loudly and slowly.
We are kind of recording the show right now.
I heard you, you douchebag, Nani yelled. Just then, Rochelle ran through the living room topless.
Joey chased her. He had her bra over his head like a hat. Trigatree and Blackjack looked at each other. Nani stuck her face in between them so that she was also involved in the looking.
Come on, I'll drive, Trigatree said. But, Blackjack started to protest,
dude, you drive with your penis. We do not want or need that. Plus, it's dangerous, Nani said to Trigatree.
Trigatree just puffed out her chest proudly.
At least I have both hands.
Nani began crying because she only had her left hand. The other was a malformed stump that was from birth. Blackjack tried to defuse the situation.
So, where are we going?
I don't know. I'm stumped, Trigatree said,
and then laughed at Nani's stump again.
Stop being a dick to me, Nani yelled.
Rochelle ran over and put her mouth near Nani's stump. She began to flick her tongue over it seductively while looking at Joey. He grabbed her and threw her over his shoulder and took her back to the bedroom. Blackjack was disgusted by the whole turn of events.
I just need to get out of here right now. Those that want to come can come. Those that don't can stay. But I need to leave right now!
He was storming out the door even as he said this. Nani and Trigatree followed behind him.
Why's that glum, chum? Trigatree asked.
It's just that every week I try and be legit, but Rochelle is always busy texting with Joey.
Sexting is more like it, Nani snorted.
Who is this Joey?
Trigatree wondered out loud.
Gladstone. He's from San Francisco, said Blackjack.
He seems so New York, Nani said.
That's not even the same Joey. That's Joey Tribbiani. She has two boyfriends, both named Joey. Blackjack sighed. And I don't even have one girlfriend.
Just then, the singing voice of Popeye broke the silence.
I'm on the edge of glory.
Is Rochelle singing?
Trigatree asked. Blackjack's eyes widened with fear.
No, it's Joey Gladstone. He must be coming to visit Rochelle.
Pardon me, sir. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Joey cut in with a chuckle.
Blackjack, give me 5.
Blackjack reached out to give Joey 5, his hands shaking. Everyone was shaking, even Nani and her stump. Joey pulled his hand away and laughed.
Left you hanging. Cut it out.
Blackjack forced a polite laugh. Joey had never been funny. For some reason, people laughed at his jokes for pity. Sometimes Blackjack just wanted to tell him that he wasn't funny, but then he might get mad and slap him in the face like Phoebe did to him. He didn't want to be the recipient of that, especially not in front of Nani. Nani couldn't slap anyone. She could only beat them about the face and head with her stump.
Where is my lovely girlfriend? I have a surprise for her,
Joey said in a creepy Bullwinkle voice.
A Miss Penis,
Trigatree said under her breath.
I don't think she's home, Blackjack said.
Joey pulled out a key to the house and began to walk to the front door.
I'll wait then. My little buttercup doesn't like to be alone at night, so when she gets here, I want to be there for her.
Oh, she should be back real soon, Nani said, grinning as Joey opened the door with his key and stepped inside. He could hear Rochelle's booming voice coming from the bedroom.
Oh, Joey!
It was saying.
Do that trick again!
Joey Gladstone assumed she meant his magic trick, where he pulled a coin from behind Rochelle's ear. Rochelle was genuinely mystified by that trick and couldn't figure out how he did it. She just kept asking him to repeat the trick over and over again on their first date at Forever 21. Unfortunately, Joey was wearing bicycle shorts, so he didn't have pockets. He had been wearing the key around his neck like a locket.
Does anyone have any change?
Joey looked to the other three, who followed him reluctantly back to the house. Well, Blackjack was reluctant. Nani and Trigatree were all too happy to watch this scene unfold.
I'm your sandwich! I am your sandwich!
Rochelle was yelling in hot delight from the bedroom.
Put more mayo on me! I am your sandwich!
Joey Gladstone walked to the fridge to look for mayonnaise. Maybe she wanted him to pull that out from behind her ear. But she did say she wanted it on her. Joey looked confused around the kitchen before settling on a large soup ladle. Then he crept into the bedroom and walked in.
It was dark and Joey could not see anything. All the better. Now his delicate love flower could be surprised. Gladstone opened the mayo and plunged the ladle into it, then flung a large wad of it onto Rochelle's lower back. She was busy writing Joey Tribbiani, so she didn't notice Gladstone come in. As the mayo hit her lower back, she moaned with excitement.
"Did you finish already? Because I am just getting warmed up."
Gladstone said his catchphrase again, "Cut it out!" And just then, the energy in the room shifted, as did Rochelle. Rochelle shifted off of Tribbiani, who darted from the room in fear. He ran past Nani, Trigatree, and Blackjack, completely naked and off into the night. Meanwhile, Gladstone turned the light on to see Rochelle, naked and sweaty, covered in mayonnaise. He had never been more turned on in his life. Then Joey Gladstone and Rochelle had sex. The sex was so good that they decided to get married. Luckily, Trigatree was able to perform marriages, so that is how Rochelle became Rochelle Gladstone. The end. Author's note. I hope you liked it. Please leave comments and stuff. I am thinking of writing a sequel about their kids and stuff if I get enough comments. So comment! XD.
Okay, was Dylan's with his fanfic.
Fanfic or fantasy?
Both.
No comment.
Rochelle. This is all about Rochelle. This was great, Dylan. This had like all the qualities that like bad fanfics are supposed to possess. Like, I loved your just random like non sequiturs and had like nothing to do with anything. And like the author's like thoughts. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was a really good like portrayal of like how a bad fanfic should be. And also, like, a lot of the little small stuff you added, like the pandering and when Popeye, and there's just a lot of little bits in here that I really liked. It did seem a little long, but there were some bits that, like, really made me laugh. And I liked how you chose Appa. I think Appa did a good job reading it, too.
Yes,
but,
he did.
Yeah.
Started off sounding like Jack Nicholson. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. This was kind of like a weird prompt. I want, like, cause, I don't know. I want to encourage more mixing and more, like, radio play type things, which I guess that's on me for not being, like, specific. But in the future rounds, I guess I'll write in the email that I want more music and stuff. That was my only, like, thing with this. It was kind of like,
yeah, you didn't say in the email that, like...
I didn't say it, so, like, yeah.
Like, you weren't, like, you need to have it, so, like, I think...
I told him he could only have one actor if he wants. I said, yeah,
and
I
you said
he
could have
music.
Music if you wanted, but, like, if he didn't want it, then I think that's fine.
So that's on me. That was my only thing with it. Rochelle, you want to go?
Yeah, this was really funny. I thought it, like, had all the elements of, like, a bad fan fiction. Like, you had the author's note at the beginning, which is funny. I thought Apothery was a perfect choice because he did a really good job with the, like, narrating, like, and then, like, the, like, voices. You could, like, tell the difference. It was good. I thought it was really funny. I mean, the subject matter was kind of odd. Dylan actually we, like, had a talk just last night about how much I hate mayonnaise, so it's kind of ironic. like, I just actually hate mayonnaise, like, a lot, so it's, like, really gross. I mean, like, it was pretty gross anyway. Like, even if I did like mayonnaise, it'd still be gross, but, like, it was, like, extra gross. I don't know.
I'll never look at mayonnaise the same after listening to this. Okay. The ladle and everything. I love how, like, it was, like, bad, but then he, like, added these bigger words every once in a while, like ladle and recipient. It's like, I don't know, just like it is, you could, like, it's someone who's trying to make it. Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Like, it felt like a really, it felt like something that was on fanfiction, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's
definitely
song essay.
Read.
This was so weird because when I saw this, I thought, wait, I thought we're supposed to do radio plays, and then I'm reading this more, and I'm going, oh my god, this is. It's like a bad dream sequence.
Just
I actually
just confused.
Well, like just because I wasn't totally used to what the format was supposed to be, and then I just realized this is just Dylan's style. I love the author notes at the beginning and the end. I think that's great. I that made it really funny. I don't know. It was almost – this is the one part that almost just didn't translate with Appa doing it, because what was really funny about this is all the misspellings and the internet type that it was done in. And yeah, that definitely added the right atmosphere to it. This whole thing was very farcical, very bizarre.
Farcical. Yeah.
Bizarre. And Appa's right, disturbing. And yet the only thing that Michelle is disturbed by is the mayonnaise. So you're my new hero, Michelle.
All right. Let's go to who's next, who's next, who's next. It is Charisse.
All right.
It's 7 a.m. in the Big Brother house. Rarity is having a panic attack over the lack of shampoo in the bathroom.
But how will I care for my mane? I'm hideous. Don't look at me! Don't look at me!
Oh. Well, I think that it's nice.
Nice! Nice, Fluttershy! You know what's nice? Not having cleaned the bathroom after you every single morning. I mean, I am a busy and sophisticated citizen of Equestria. I hardly think that...
Elsewhere, Pinkie Pie is trying to slip some kind of pills into Rainbow Dash's drink.
So dashing! Do you like cupcakes? I know I sure do! I love cupcakes! We should make some together sometime, okay? Okay? Will you, Rainbow? Will you?
Yeah, whatever you say, Pinky.
Great! Hey, look over there! It's Twilight Sparkle eating an apple.
Eating an... But that's the last one! I don't see...
Pinkie Pie, please report to the diary room.
Okie dokie, Loki. Well, Dashy, that's me. Enjoy your super drug water, okay?
What?
Nothing. Bye.
Big Brother saw what you did in there, Pinkamina.
Cake!
You must now do a forfeit. If you lose, then I will open the door to hell and let Dr. House use you and your friends to advance medical science. No pressure.
Are you Loco in the Coco?
Your task is as follows. You must convince your flatmates to do degrading things, and then photograph them. You must make Rarity wear a green hat. Fluttershy must do a search for herself on 4chan. Applejack must eat a pear, and Rainbow Dash must... I don't know, it doesn't really matter. You're going to make cupcakes out of her in another fanfic anyway.
Twilight
got eliminated, Pinky. She has been gone for 3 weeks.
Really? Nobody's noticed, so I just assumed that she'd turn into a book.
You have 24 hours, Pinkamina.
Come on, Pinky. You can do it. Just lie to them. What's a cool lie? Aha! I got it! You guys! Big Brother gave us a task.
A task? Say what?
Tell us, Sugar Cube.
Oh. A task?
Listen up, girls. We have to make this music video and make our own version of California Girls by Katy Perry. Oh, and if we don't, then Big Brother will cut Twilight's tail off and burn all her books.
Good heavens! Ugh, you just let me at him! Ugh! What do we have to do, Pinky?
Well, you have to help me boss everybody around!
All right, awesome!
Rarity has to wear a green hat, Fluttershy has to go onto the computer and search for herself on a website called 4chan, and Applejack has to eat a pear! And I have to pretend to be a photographer and pretend to take pictures. Rainbow Dash, you can film. Here. The camera is over there. Okay, girls, where do we live?
Equestria?
I can't hear you!
Equestria!
Yes!
I am not wearing that hat. No can do, madam.
Wear it! Or Twilight dies! Alone, in the cold, gone!
But...
For Twilight!
It is 9 a.m. in the Big Brother house. Binky's devious little plot is actually working. I know, I'm shocked too. She's about to make the Katy Perry rip-off music video.
Come on, guys! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Ooh, this is my jam!
Hey! You with your mouth closed, Applejack!
But it's disgusting!
Work harder! Harder! I said harder!
Pinkie Pie, please return to the diary room immediately.
Did I do good?
Yes, Pinkie Pie. As a reward, here are some party pills.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
You'll need those. As we speak, your friends are finding out that you betrayed them. You have crushed their souls into a blender and made ice cream from their pain. The photographs are all over the house, Pinkie. Isn't reality TV beautiful?
Damn!
That was Charisse's Big Brother, that was My awesome. Little Pony crossover. Can I just awesome. Say, read your accent?
I've never seen Big Brother, actually, and let alone, so like, of course I would go to the American version, but Charisse sent it to me, so she gave me a link, and next thing you know, there's this British really voice. British voice. I was like, okay, sure.
It worked out. I liked it. Rochelle.
Yes. I liked this from Charisse. I always like Charisse's scripts. I think they're really, like, well thought out and interesting, and I love that she did ponies because ponies. I don't have much bad stuff to say. I mean, like, these are the top four people. There's, like, a reason they're in the top four.
Right.
I mean, it was really funny. Like, I loved the characters. I thought, like, you did a really good job of getting, like, everything. I don't know. I liked that it was, like, a mix of, like, this reality TV thing and then also, like, I don't know, like, ponies. It just was, like, funny. I don't know. Because, like, you don't think of, like, cartoons being, like, reality, obviously. So it was, like, an interesting crossover. Yeah, I thought you did a good job. And, like, you cast really well, which was funny. I like that. So good job.
Reese?
I really liked this as well. I knew this was going to be good after I had read it. So it has... For me, this was great because it encapsulated one thing in another, and each of those things somehow still maintain their integrity. Even having not watched Big Brother, just a couple of YouTube clips that I watched, this really felt it. And, of course, there was the whole Charisse's touch with pouring ice cream or crushed their souls into a blender and making ice cream from their pain. I was like, yeah, that would be a Charisse line for sure. I want to say one thing about the mixing. I loved the camera click scene where, like, all the way Jeffress did that. I know this is about the writing, but I just absolutely loved how he, you know, how they did the Katy Perry song bit. That was hysterical. That whole thing was great.
Did My Little Ponies, like, actually cover Katy Perry, or where did that song...
That's actually, that was, like, that's a legit thing that, like, the channel
is
did.
Is it a fan thing, or is it...
No, the channel, like, did it.
Oh, wow.
It's like a commercial on the channel. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's not the whole
song. How
did the
world not come to an end when you brought those two things together? That's just
that worked out really nicely. My favorite thing about this was I love just all the links you provided in the script for background music and stuff in your cues. That was, like, really cool. And it helped to make the script that much more exciting. I thought you had some really good dialogue opportunities while reading this. If I was an actor, I'd be like, oh, that's gonna be a fun thing to say. I guess if my only thing I had to nitpick about this was it wasn't bad really. It was My Little Pony's and Big Brother crossover. So yeah, but it wasn't like a horrible fanfic. You know, it was kind of good, the dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
And I liked your character, Rochelle.
Thank you. Rainbow Dash, right?
Yes. That's all my notes. Oh, and then when she said that Twilight Sparkle turned into a book, or she thought she turned into a book, I really liked that part. So, yeah. Good job, Charisse. Next up, is Janie Gurley.
Yay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's do this thing. Author's note. Hey guys! This is Justin Bieber Lover for Eva 98. I'm so sorry I haven't gotten a new chapter out in a few days. But I promise I'll update twice as much from now on. Anyway, this chapter picks up where I left off. Charlie has just been killed by Edward accidentally, and Bella is upset. Edward has gone home to talk to his family before he returns. Bella is alone in her room awaiting his return. Alright, here is chapter 38 of I Love You Is Forever. Once upon a time. No, that's way too overdone. Got it. It was a dark and stormy night. Bella stood at her window, looking out into the dark and dismal air. For her one true love, Edward. She sighed as she realized that the possibilities of him coming back tonight at all were slim after what happened the night before. Charlie was fed up with them, and wanted them to break up. She knew this couldn't happen, and so did Edward. He was so angry, and he just killed Charlie. She was so upset, but her undying love for Edward still flowed throughout her veins.
Oh, Edward,
she said,
why aren't you here with me now? I miss your sweet, godlike face. I miss the beauty of your ever-crooked smile. I want you here beside me, now and always. I don't care that you're the killer of my father. Now things will be easier. I just want to be beautiful and perfect and immortal like you. Oh, Edward.
All of a sudden, Edward was there with his arms wrapped around her.
Bella.
Oh, Edward, my love. I thought you were never coming back.
I know. But here I am, and I love you. Do you still want me? After what I did to you?
Of course I do. I want you forever.
You want to be a monster like me?
Till the end of my existence. I want to spend every moment of forever with you.
If that's what you want.
He held her close to him, brushing her long brown hair away from her torn pink cashmere sweater. She breathed in deeply, awaiting his final bite that will take her humanness away from her. He leaned in, and then...
Rebecca!
Mom! Not now! I'm trying to write!
Rebecca, I need you in here now. That Patrice guy is here for your recording session.
But Mom, I don't want to sing that stupid Friday song anymore. The lyrics don't make any sense.
I don't care. I paid good money for this and you are going to be a star whether you like it or not.
Fine.
Is she gone? She won't be back for a while. Let's see what we got here. Ugh, Twilight. God, that book sucks. How could she write this stuff? Let me see if I can make it better. Just before he could give her the bite that would turn her into a vamp, he heard a strange noise.
Wait, what is that sound? Shh!
Stay still. Do not make any movements.
Who are you, and how did you...
Be quiet. They'll hear you. I'm the doctor, by the way.
Doctor? Doctor who?
Does the phrase be quiet mean nothing to you?
Not until we know what's going on. Don't you want to know who we are?
No, I know who you are. You are Edward and Bella from those bloody Twilight books. Now, will you do us all a favor and hush?
What? What was that?
That is an alien. They call it a Mama Sheba.
A Mama what?
A Mama Sheba. It's this giant, ugly green thing that looks like a bean. Anyway, it's out to get you.
It wants me?
No, it wants your literature collection. Yes, you and your pathetic little boyfriend as well.
Hey.
No offense.
Wait, what does it want with us anyways?
See, it doesn't like badly written things. It just hates it for some reason. So it came out for you, since you two are probably the plainest characters in American literature that people still read today.
Meh. Fair enough. Bella's kind of a Mary Sue.
Hey, I thought you loved me.
Just because I love you doesn't mean I ignore the facts.
All right, you lovebirds. Let's just try to figure out how to keep you safe.
But if you think we are such badly written characters, why would you want to help us?
I don't think you understand. You see, if you two are destroyed, then the whole of the universe is torn to pieces. Too many teenage girls are dependent on your lives. Quick, we have to hide.
Let's go to my underground dungeon.
They stood there for a moment, staring at him.
You have a dungeon? Since when?
Didn't see that in the books.
Come on, doesn't every vampire have an underground dungeon?
And with that completely true statement, they headed to the Cullen Seeker underground dungeon.
Here we are.
Wow, it looks like the freaking Batcave.
It'll have to do. I just hope this cave can handle the terror that is the Mama Sheba.
What exactly will it do?
Well, first it will pretend to be adorable.
Aww.
And then it will eat you. How's the idea of a terrifying monster eating you the least bit funny?
It's just a bit ironic, you know, seeing that it's a giant bean eating us. I mean, normally it's us who eats the beans, and by us I mean humans, and, you know, the beans, they. Yeah. Anyway, even if it does eat me, how can it kill me? I'm a freaking vampire. You know, immortal.
The Mama Sheba is a super immortal.
A super immortal?
Yeah, it's a bullshit science term for something that can actually kill you. Accept it.
That sounds legit.
Oh no, it may be too late. It's finding its way into the vampire dungeon.
Mama Sheba.
It's going to eat us!
Why isn't it attacking us? What could possibly be worse than Twilight? Wait a second. Who's writing this?
What? I didn't type that.
Hey, you!
Me?
Yeah, you, boy! What's your name?
Chase?
Is Chase the one you want?
No.
I'm home! Chase? What are you doing in my room? Whatever. You just got to hear the new song I sung. It's great. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Oh,
everybody's
God.
Looking forward to the
it
weekend.
Can't be her, can it?
Friday,
Mama Sheba!
Gotta get down on... What is that thing?
Mama Sheba, apparently.
Did
you just eat my sister?
Trust me. The universe is better off without hearing that song. Sometimes sacrifices just must be made. Anyway, I must be off. Allons-y!
Well, what do we do now, Edward?
We wait our turn.
Oh, Mama Sheba.
That was Janie Curly.
That was freaking
awesome.
I like that one a lot.
That was amazing. That was awesome on script. That was awesome to listen to. And, oh, my God, kudos. Kudos, kudos, kudos. This is like how many different stories in one? It just felt like, I don't know, it was a puzzle wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in an enigma, or whatever you want to call it. I was just awesome. And you know what?
Yeah.
It was so awesome on paper, but to listen to that was even better. That mixing and the acting in this were freaking amazing. I just loved it. And yes, Rochelle, I loved your Mama Sheba. I laughed my ass off when that Mama Sheba came out.
I was afraid when I was reading, I was afraid the Mama Sheba would get old in this one, but it worked for me. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was funny. Mama like Sheba is like a pain in my ass. Everybody is into her.
They can't get enough of the Mama Sheba. Rochelle should like I think the company should like give you money or something, Rochelle. Because like people are gonna be like. Like
well, if hard if, and feathered Mama Sheba's.
If I came across a Mama Sheba legit in a store, I would buy it, like, just because of you. And because
I mean,
of,
I have like, one.
I know.
That's how it got started, because I bought one at AX.
But Blackjack, we can't let the company know, because this has got to be the third thing that Mama Sheba's been in that Mama Sheba went evil. So,
oh, yeah.
I had one, and then I had one, now Janie has one. So
well, this,
Mama
okay,
Sheba's
well,
getting tarred and feathered.
For me, this worked out like I don't know. This was kind of another one that was like good, but it was good because it was like good. It wasn't too bad, but it the dialogue did have its moments that were like really bad and had those like I think this was the dialogue and stuff was more bad. I guess that's a worse than the last one. But the whole concept of like a Mama Sheba's eating like bad writers, I thought that was just really cool. And like that Janie did that, I was like, wow, that's it just makes it interesting. And it played out pretty well. Your background music, I absolutely loved like all the background music, like your
the suspense music.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that the suspense music when you're like explaining what the Mama Sheba is or why you should be afraid of it, and like. The fact that the character who's writing the bad fanfic, her mom's like loves Friday, that song, and her mom wants her to sing that song. I was just like, oh my god, that's good. That was a really really weird sound that she chose for like the Mama Sheba. Like, oh, what's that noise? It's a Mama Sheba. She's like,
stop.
Yeah, I was like. What the hell? But yeah, that's mine.
But her background music choices were fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. Her, like, the sound effects and music were awesome. It was really funny. I don't know, like, just the characters that you picked was funny. Like, the Rebecca Black and the, like, Twilight and Doctor Who stuff.
Oh, yeah,
Doctor Who isn't really funny, but, like, Doctor Who is, like, goofy. I don't know, but this it was just like weird.
Well, she actually went for the 10th Doctor, who was a comedian. The 10th Doctor was actually the funny one, apparently.
David Tennant?
I guess. I don't know. Like I said, I'm only relatively new to Doctor Who, but.
He's the sexiest one.
He's actually a stand up comedian, from what I saw.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I know he's been in, like, Macbeth. And like because he was in Macbeth when I was in London, and that was like a huge deal. Everybody wanted to go, but we didn't get tickets.
You went to London? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I studied
abroad. Jelly.
But yeah, I guess I don't know. Like, it was really funny. Like, I seriously had like I didn't really have any issues with like any of the scripts this week. I just because it was hard because normally we're judging on, like, the quality of writing and, like, what it is. But this week it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, ridiculous and, like, sort of, like, bad. So
this was a good week for someone to drop, so we don't have to do any cuts. Very good week.
So it's, like, funny. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was funny. And it was a well-executed fan fiction. And the cast is really great, so.
I should probably mention, just again, that that and the future rounds are going to be more, like, this was just an awkward round. The future rounds are going to be more radio play-ish, so when you're going to be competing, and when we really have to like dissect and compare you to the other people's, you know, background music and stuff's really going to take an effect. Okay? Okay? We all get
that? Are we actually doing that?
Like when I posted the show, I said writing radio play show. So we'll do the writing, but I mean, it has to kind of like be enjoyable to listen to as well. Like,
yeah.
It has to have okay. Cool music.
Like this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it has to.
It doesn't have to, but it could, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Last of the night is Turtles.
Yay.
Once upon a time, there was a unicorn who wished and wished with all their heart to fly with dragons in a land of hearts to obtain a powerful item. Unfortunately, there was a problem with the magical world of dragons. It was infested by a bunch of dragons who were meanies. So the unicorn got her friends to help her go on a quest to find and claim the powerful item. This is their story.
Okay, girls, these have given us a lot of trouble in the past. Does everyone have their elements of friendship powers up to boot?
Is there any way to bypass the moving dragons?
Of course not!
Is there anyone who needs the item besides Rarity?
I think Applejack needs her devout apple seeds.
Yeah, that will help her heal faster, but I have more horn now.
Such equestrian madness!
Okay, what we'll do... I'll run in first. Rainbow Dash, hold off the flying dragons. I will use my horn to scatter them in the sky so we don't have to fight a whole bunch of them at once. When I'm done, I'll need Rarity to use her horn too so we can keep them scattered. When she is done, Fluttershy will have to fly in and help Rainbow Dash. We're gonna need to use our elements of friendship at this mark so Rarity and I can stock up on our horn mana. We should be able to do this pretty quick. I think it's a pretty good plan. We should hold off this time. Oh, what do you think, Applejack? Do you think you could give me a number crunch really quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. Coming up with 32.33 repeating percentage of success of survival.
That's a lot better than we usually do. Sounds like we're
all right. Time's up! Let's do this! Leroy Jenkins! She just ran in.
Oh, geez, stick to the plan.
Let's go.
Stick to the plan. Hurry up.
I can't move.
Oh, God, he's spawning.
I got it.
Come on, stay up.
Oh, yeah.
God, Pinkie Pie.
God, Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie, you.
This is ridiculous.
Don't worry, I'm on it. I'm down.
I'm down.
I can't believe all this.
Why do you? Pinkie Pie?
You are so stone.
We do have a soul stone, don't we?
For sake.
You are just as stupid as Pinkie Pie.
Deep fry chicken.
Was Turtles crossover. Do you guys know Leroy Jenkins?
Oh, you kind of. I didn't hear what you said.
Do you guys know who Leroy Jenkins is? Rochelle doesn't. She's like,
no, I don't think I do.
I did. It was Leroy Jenkins is a character from World of Warcraft. It's like an actual like player who like became famous because like he was chosen for a Jeopardy question, and I really appreciated that like you chose that to mix out. Like I knew what it was, so I liked it. I thought it was funny. I thought that the music was a bit too loud, but it kind of added towards the chaos of this, because in the original, like, Leroy Jenkins thing, like it's just, you know, the guy runs into a group of a whole bunch of things, and everyone ends up dying after they like, kind of take the time to, like, plot out how they're going to do it. My biggest issue with this is, like, copied it nearly, like, word for word from, like, the original. Or they only, like, change names and stuff. So, I mean, that's very, I don't know, unoriginal.
You mean that whole scene at the end is from another?
Like, it was kind of, like, it was very, very similar. Very similar. I could see, I mean, if you're going to do a Leroy Jenkins crossover, there's not really, it's a really short clip, so there's not really much else you could do with it. But except for like someone running into a room, but like kind of the dialogue, like, can I get a number crunch on this and all that stuff is very like similar. So that kind of like, I don't know, irked me a lot. Rochelle.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that there was that there was a clip that this was like based off of.
Is that the clip link at the top?
She provided it in the script, yeah.
Oh.
But,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that was for. But anyway, I think that this one was like sort of harder to follow for me than the other ones. I don't know why. Maybe I'm like tired, or maybe I was tired when I was like looking at it. I don't know. But I still liked it. Like, it had like all the elements of that like crossover that we were looking for. And it's hard because, like, again, we're not judging on like good writing this week. So I don't know. But like, I thought it was like, it was funny and it was enjoyable. And basically anybody who did anything with ponies makes me happy. So
I want to know, do you guys know who did Applejack in this? Did you answer?
Was it
I don't know who the cast was.
It might have been Sundance.
There's no cast list, so I don't know.
Anyway.
Are you sure there was no cast? Because she had to have.
I didn't see one.
Reed. Not in the script.
With Sundance Girl. Oh.
Okay.
That was
cool. Anyway.
I guess for me, I like this, but I think like it had a very different feel when it was mixed for me than it did when it was on paper, which is actually good. I mean, sometimes things are just meant to be heard rather than necessarily read. I actually really liked how it came out. I love how that whole end just crunched together and it was just sort of one
insane,
chaotic thing. And yeah, which is really what the feel was supposed to be of it. And I don't know, for some reason when I was reading this, now granted, I have to put the disclaimer down that I got this script to read last minute because I thought I was just coming on to read Treg's notes. So I didn't exactly have a lot of time to look at this. No fault of your own, but it's, so, you know, that was just with a quick read. I liked the idea of it. It was kind of cool. And what I found kind of funny was, having just heard the previous My Little Ponies, I feel like the same players kind of kept getting on bolsters. It was like the My Little Ponies do this episode, and they just keep kind of cycling through each of these scripts in different scenes. The one thing that I personally would prefer to see, I've seen a lot of different ways that people will write their scripts out. I don't know, the way that the line captions are written, you know, like who the person is and the number afterwards. It's some for me. I don't know. It could just be me, but it's harder to read it that way. It'll be almost easier if that was like centered versus the actual line that you say, because it just scans easier, and it's easier to find where your lines are in the. I'm not sure what purpose the number served, unless that was for the mixer. Because I've seen scripts where there's numbers, but they're usually their own column off to the left, and then that's what's used for the mixing, because then you just put your number and the name, and the mixer can just line all the numbers up at the same time, you know, in order, and then they can find their files much faster that way. Short of that, I don't really know what the numbers do. But otherwise, I thought it was great.
Okay. We're discussing our order right now. Because there is no cut, but there has to be an order. Okay, so. Rochelle, you want to do the thing where we do the bottom again?
Sure.
Oh, Reed. I'm going to pause this, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, we are back. Let's do this like we take turns, and then we could maybe like say a little thing. Oh, wow, I have to go to work. Okay.
Just do it quickly. You got to go to work, and she's got to do it.
Yeah. Okay. First place for us tonight was Janie Gurley's. After adding all of ours together, second place was Dylan's.
Yay!
Job done. Third place was Charisse. Last was Turtle.
Bully okay. for you.
I already sent them all their emails. I guess I'll send another email later and I'll know the episode's up. Thank you guys for judging with me.
You're
awesome. Thank you.
Their things are going to be.
I love this episode.
The things are going to be Wednesday. Oh, next week, let me just say, next week is history repeats itself. They have to choose any famous historic scene, and it has to have the same ending or result, but they have to change what happens in the middle. So kind of like Inglourious Bastards or, I guess, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, even though I've never seen that movie.
What the fuck movie is that?
It's a new movie coming out.
It is a new movie coming out.
Jesus.
No, Abe Lincoln, not Jesus. Jesus was not a vampire star.
All right.